Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. And it says, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. My dear brothers and sisters, what a beautiful scripture. We are commanded to set our eyes on things above. And that's very important because that's what God desires. He desires that we will fix our eyes on Jesus, we'll fix our eyes on heaven and the things of heaven. Then the things of this world will grow dim. Otherwise, we'll be bogged down with worries and care. We'll be bogged down with trouble and turmoil which this world brings in. My dear brothers and sisters, spiritual maturity is growing appreciation of God simply for who He is. Only then can we begin to revel in our eternal union with Him. This realization gives all of life a different perspective. Life takes on a new dignity, worth, and meaning. Even nature is viewed differently. Earth around is sweeter green. Learning to abide in Christ means that we live with a calmer, more relaxed attitude because we rely on God rather than ourselves. Things that once were wild alarms cannot now disturb my rest. That's what John Wesley said. And he often spoke of this kind of life as living with a loose rein. Our union with Christ also makes us victors when we realize that while God and I shall be, nothing in life can ever separate us from the eternal love relationship. Amen. As recorded in Romans 8:35. So, this morning, I would encourage you to take time to truly meditate upon God and all that He is. Then revel and rejoice in the glorious truth that you are inseparably united with Him. You are abiding in the vine. You abide in Christ. Amen. And you are being fruitful. You are fruitful. You are bearing much fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. The fruit of righteousness is what the Lord anticipates and expects from you today. The fruit of holiness, of righteousness, of justice, of love is what He's anticipating. Amen. So be blessed today. And go out with great vigor, with great enthusiasm in your spirit, knowing if God be for you, who can be against you? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We appreciate you, we honor you, we bless you from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, because your word very categorically tells us that our life is now hidden with Christ, in God. Lord God Almighty, we are in Jesus Christ. We abide in Christ. You are a refuge. You are a shelter. You are a fortress. You are a buckler. You are a shield. Your name is a high tower in which the righteous will run and hide themselves in times of trouble. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for today. We have your name as a refuge. And we bless your name, O God. We are hidden in Christ. Therefore, Lord God Almighty, we look up to you. We set our affection on things above. We look up to you on things of God, things of heaven, things that matters to you. And I know, O Lord God Almighty, that our perspective will completely change in Jesus' name. Change us today. Transform us by the power of your word and transform us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Today will be a day of rejoicing, a day, O Lord, where your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, as your flock, Lord, steps out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. I release your holy angels to guard them and protect them. I release your wisdom and understanding to be their portion. Lord God Almighty, you'll grant them success. You will lift them up. You will preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, take away every pain from their midst, and honor them, O God. Today, Lord, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies, from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet. I speak healing virtue to flow. And Lord, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you. We appreciate you. We honor you. We adore you. We exalt you. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.